Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. Jesus was between Samaria and Galilee. He was on the way. He was headed up to Jerusalem. He was headed to the cross. He was headed to his death. Way back in chapter 9 of Luke's gospel, Jesus tells his disciples that this is where he's headed. It's just taken him a little while to get there. But first, he had to go through the borderlands. Jesus was in the in-between, in the middle, in the nowhere land where no one can stand. He was in the margin. He was skirting the edge, riding the lip, that liminal space where you're not quite where you were nor quite where you might yet be. He was on the way between Samaria and Galilee. He was in the borderlands. Samaria, a land of foreigners and outsiders, people who didn't worship quite the right way, the proper way, the way you're supposed to. Samaria, a land of half-breeds and troublemakers. This is where we find Jesus. Between Galilee and Samaria. Galilee, where he spent much of his life and ministry. Galilee, a rural region under the thumb of the Roman regime, oppressed and discontent, far from the centers of power and privilege, political, religious, or otherwise. And it was here in the borderland, this place of marginalia where he meets these 10 lepers, these outcasts who were cast out of their communities, their families, their livelihoods. They were nowhere people living in a nowhere land. They were on the outside looking in. They had no standing, no status, no position, no nothing, no where, no how, and no way. They were marked. They were unclean. And so, sisters and brothers, have you ever been on the outside looking in? There you go. Have you ever been nowhere with nowhere to land? Have you been on the margins? The in-between space where you are not quite where you were and not yet where you might be? Have you ever been in the borderlands? Maybe it was when you were a child and you were the last one picked for that playground game. Maybe it was the junior high cafeteria. Maybe it was your family of origin or your church. Maybe it was because whom you fell in love with. Or maybe it was betrayal, divorce, the death of a loved one. Maybe it was when you added another decade to your span of years. Maybe it was when you moved to a new city, took a new job, and felt like a fish out of waters. But we've all been to the borderlands. Some of us may be there now. And yet it was the audacity of those 10 lepers to call out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And he did. He saw them. He heard them. And he told them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." Basically, he says, "You're back in. You've been on the outskirts of society. You have been relegated, and now you are reinstated. You have been shunted away, and now you are shown back in. You have been put out and put upon and put away, and now, brothers and sisters, they're clean. They're healed." And so they go. Presumably, they are doing what Jesus says. They're going to find some priests. They are going back to family, to community, to livelihoods, back to heart and hearth, back to kin and kindred, back to jobs and workplaces and schedules and to-do lists and. But there's this one. This one who, as he is going, he looks down and notices something different. Something has changed. He hasn't found a priest, but he can see that he is already clean. He doesn't need to tell someone. He knows it. He feels it. And he knows from whence it came. He knows the source. So he turns back. He returns. He goes back, and seeing Jesus, he calls out in a loud voice, praising God, "Alleluia!" And he prostrates himself. He lays down at the feet of Jesus and says, "Thank you. Thank you. Thank you." And this one is a Samaritan, a foreigner. I mean, can you imagine what the disciples must be thinking? A bunch of lepers were bad enough, but at least Jesus healed them and sent them away. Why did the Samaritan have to be the one who came back? And Jesus, he doesn't care. He says, "Get up. Go on your way. Your faith has made you well." Not just clean, but well. Not just acceptable in first century Palestinian culture, but made well, made whole, restored into right relationship with God and neighbor. This one, this foreigner, this one is brought into the shalom of God, fully restored. Who knows where the other 9 went? And does it matter? Jesus didn't revoke their cleansing. The story isn't about them. Perhaps they did what Jesus told them to do and found a priest. Perhaps they realized they too were clean and went on their merry way. But, brothers and sisters, that isn't the point. The point is that Jesus meets us in the borderlands and heals us. And he invites us to turn back in thanksgiving and praise. This isn't a transactional relationship. There is no art of the deal here. This is no high-level diplomacy. This is gift. A free grace given. Lavishly poured out, irrespective of merit or performance-based pay or quality metrics or social status or blemish-free Photoshop beauty. This is good news. Jesus offers these 10 lepers what they desperately want and desire. And the risk, The risk that Jesus takes is that this gift might be squandered. It might not be appreciated. Might not even be noticed. Jesus pours out his love, his compassion, his very self, and just one of the 10 return. Jesus leaves himself open to being misunderstood, taken for granted, or just ignored, and yet he takes that risk anyway. And in taking that risk, he provides an opening for an invitation, an opportunity for the one who received the gift to turn around and say thank you and offer praise to God. In just a few weeks here at All Souls, we will have the opportunity to notice what we have been given and respond. Not out of a spirit of transaction, but out of a heart of worship and gratitude. As members of this community, we recognize that giving is part of our worship, and we give as we are able, proportionate to means and ability. When Jesus meets us in the margins, in the borderlands of our lives, he offers healing and restoration. Our response is one of Eucharist and doxology, thanksgiving and worship, gratitude and praise, thank you and alleluia. It doesn't matter if you're the last one picked, the loser, the outcast, the broken down, the leper, the foreigner, the forgotten, the left behind, the left out, or the left over. Jesus wants to make us well and whole. And we say, thank you. When Jesus, like a mother, picks us up when we fall down, when Jesus welcomes us back into table and to community and to right relationship, brothers and sisters, we say thank you. Thank you.